Thank you. The topic of today's shiur is tshuva, and my shiur is going to deal with the inyane tshuva, the meaning of tshuva, the impact tshuva can have on us, and then our second speaker, who I'm sure will arrive timely, is actually going to have a presentation concerning a shayfer, different shayferes the Gemara refers to, but a hands-on presentation. I'd like to begin with a Mesillas Yesharim. Mesillas Yesharim, we all know, we're all familiar with. The Vilna Gaon said, if I recall, in the first 11 or 13 prakim, that detail I do not recall, there is not an extra word in the Mesillas Yesharim. And that's probably the most famous Mutter Sefer. But everything he says is also Limud HaTorah. And he says as follows. When you look into this matter, you'll see Ashleimus HaAmiti, the true completeness of a person who rakat veikis b'yizbarach, is becoming close to the Ribbono Shelolam, clinging to the Ribbono Shelolam. V'umasho yadavar ha-melech ha-emer v'ani kirvas elikim li toiv. Being close to the Ribbono Shelolam, to me, that is toiv. And then he says, anything else a person thinks is important, that other than becoming close to the Ribbono Shelolam, eino ela hevel v'shov niteh. It's foolishness. It's wasted effort. So he says something very interesting. The ultimate shleimus and the only important thing we have in this world is becoming close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then he says, how are we zoicha to this shleimus hamiti? He says, you try to get close to him b'koyach maisim as a result of our actions which result in closeness, which is our mitzvah, limud HaTorah. So he really tells you, I think, a philosophy, a theology, that really the ultimate goal is to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the ultimate goal. Anything else is foolishness. It's a waste of time, a waste of effort. But of course, how do you get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? You can't strike up a friendship in any other way than doing mitzvah limud HaTorah. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says. And it's an interesting thought, getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I don't think we ever think in such terms that we want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We want to do the mitzvahs. We'll do what the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us. Fine. That's the ultimate goal. He says no. He says getting close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we'll define that a little bit. And then he says, how do you do that? That's already mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim and Torah. There's no other way. Any other endeavor in this world is hevel. It's a waste of time. It doesn't have any true meaning. That's the Mesillas Yesharim's Hakdama. It's in the first parak, but the introduction really to the whole sefer. Now let's learn off a Gemara in Masechta Yuma. That's what discusses tshuva. The Gemara in Masechta Yuma on Daf Tevav says as follows, that the Amoira Rav Chama asked the Stira, two different psukim that are seiser himself, that are seiser one pasuk to the other. It says in one pasuk, Shuvu bonim shayvim, demeikara shayvim atem. Come back, my children, the ones who did things inadvertently without das, with the tayis. They're not responsible for what they did. Shuvu bonim, you'll become shayvim, as if you did something and you're not responsible for doing it. That's tshuva. Then it says, Arpa meshuvas eichem, I will heal your foolishness. Then it's mashma, that the past is not forgotten. Rashi says, a balmum shenisrapa, a person who is a retzeach, and then after his retzichi does tshuva, his name is never totally changed. He walks into shul, you say, the almulike retzeach. We know he's still a retzeach, he's a murderer. So one pasuk seems that we look at the original Aveira as if it was done without any responsibility. It's not your fault. We wipe it off. Meikara lesa. And the other pasuk says, Mekana lahaba, we are going to change your status, but your old name is still with you. Rashi used the Lashon, Balmum shenisrapa shemitza shmayalav. He still has somewhat of the original name. So on that, the Gemara gives the teretz like kasha kan ma'ava kan meyira. Tshuva ma'ava, if you do it out of love, it's as if it was never done the aveira. Tshuva meyira, you get a kapara, and we're going to define that in Mirtz Hashem what that means, but you're still considered a bal mumshin nisrapa. But we didn't forget about your past. Your past is still here. And then there is a different Gemara, but similar, on Amud Beis, that the Gemara says as follows. Reish Lakish says that if you do tshuva, this doinus become kischuyes. The averis you did become merits. Imagine that. Person kills and he does tshuva. His previous act becomes a merit to him. Very odd, and we're going to try to explain that in Meretz Hashem. And then we have another member of Reish Lakish, that tshuva shizdainus not this like kishkagis. Whatever he did, the aveira of amazed, it becomes like he did it b'shai gastira. In one gemara, one memra from Reish Lakish, the tshuva makes the aveira zodan into a schuyas, into a merit. And another gemara says, it becomes the zodan, becomes a shaygig. Here the gemara gives the same teretz, tshuva ma'ava and tshuva me'irin, ma'ava, with the Gemara before retroactively takes off the Aveira, and therefore the Aveira becomes not only erased, but it becomes a schus, and Tshuva Meira is not that potent. Tshuva Meira is not Lamafrei, it's not retroactively, and also the Aveira you did Bezodain becomes like a Shaykh. Now, I am Mesupik in a third type of Tshuva. We have tshuva miyava out of love. I think that's a difficult tshuva. I'm not too sure how many could claim to become to avas Hashem. I mean, maybe we have a taste of it. Tshuva miyira kipshuta means fear of punishment. What happens to tshuva out of the sense of you want to do what's right? We have a conscience in our life. Sometimes we do something to a friend. We go over to him and we say, I feel bad about it. You see your feelings. You're not afraid he's going to hit you. You don't necessarily love him. Maybe that leans towards tshuva mi'ava, which would maybe be something very helpful to us, because it's not tshuva out of fear of retribution, but it's a tshuva out of a sense of what is right, which I think is a lot of our tshuvas. Ma'avas Hashem, maybe its foundation is an avas Hashem, but surely it seems to be a little bit less an avas Hashem, but yet it's not tshuva out of fear. Now the Sefer Ikarim, usually known as the Sefer Ikrim, but I have the Sefer with vowels, it says Sefer Ikarim. He wonders, tshuva meir, what is it worth? A person knows Rebbeinu Shlom is going to hit him. Is that a tshuva at all? I do an aveira to someone, they know the chaveira, and I hit him, I go over to him, please, I regret doing this, you're going to hit me back. That's asking for mechila. Once I know he's not going to hit me back already, I rescind my tshuva. He wants to know, what exactly is the worth of tshuva meir? Says the Sefer Ikarim that the tshuva meira is built on the schus that your maimon is schar vaynish. That itself is a schus. A person believes that the Ribbono Shlom is going to give a punishment, and you believe it b'emunah shleima. That's a schus. Emunah is a great schus. So tshuva meira is built on emunah in schar vaynish, and because of that emunah, because of that emunah, the Aveira, which was done bizodin, is Nishaper, becomes a Shaygeg, a Balmum Shinisrap. What about the other type of tshuva? Ma'ava, that the Aveira becomes like a Schuyas. Everyone struggles with that. I did an Aveira, and because I did an Aveira, I had tshuva mi'ava, the Aveira I did becomes like a merit. It's very difficult to understand. The Marsha struggles, he has a pshat, and it's really a question that all the Mefarshim present. But let me tell you, I think the Rambam addresses the question. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet and Hilchus Tshuva. Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet and Hilchus Tshuva. He answers the question, I think. And he says as follows. Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet. Al Yidme Bal Tshuva Don't think about tshuva is distant from the madrega of a tzaddik because of the sins that he committed. Ain't a dover came. He's beloved by the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's so dear to the Ribbono Shel Olam as if he never sinned. Surely that is tshuva ma'aba. Even though the Rambam doesn't really, throughout Hilchos Tshuva, give us the distinction between tshuva ma'aba and tshuva me'ira. He has tremendous reward. Shari toyim tamachet upirish mimenu v'kavash yitzray, because he tasted the chet, and now it came to his being again. The same situation arrived, as the Rambam says, the same situation, the same context, the same yetzer hara, and he was kavash it. That is a madrega only a bal aveira could have. Omer chachamim makim shabal tshuva yoimdim ein tzadik and gvur michoel lamed. My losim gedolim in my lefeilu shloichotu miyolam mipnei shein kaifshim yitzrim yeser mehem. So the Rambam tells you, a bal tshuva has something over someone who's not a bal tshuva. Maybe it's the idea a person will say, "Nu, let's do chatoyim. I can't reach the madrega unless I'm a chayte. Nu, that's no good. Echter the yoshuv, a maspikim beyond the loss of tshuva. Person is al sin. In order to do tshuva, it doesn't work. Even though there's one mandomer that says you have to do it twice. Taisis Yom Kippurim speaks about it. So the Chur, the Rambam tells us what's the mechanism of it becoming a tzchus. In a way, and in a very unusual way, you did an aveira. At the time, he had no right to do it, but that sort of made your yetzer hara greater. You were toyim tam chet, and then next time you don't, that magnifies the next time you don't do the aveira, because you were toyim tam chet, and you withstood the nisayim. So here we have the Gemara. There's tshuva ma'ava and tshuva me'ira. Me'ava becomes chuyis, it takes off the aveira l'mafreya. Tshuva me'ira, abal mumshin esrapa. Your name is still on you. Your name is still on you. And also, the shaykh only becomes, the zadon only becomes the shaykh. Now, let me show you a Ramban, which I think will give us an understanding in Shuvah Meira, Lidaiti. What does it mean that you're still a Balmum Shinisrapa? Does it mean you'll get a punishment, the punishment will be less? The Gemara doesn't say that. Shuvah Meava becomes Chuyas, Shuvah Meira, the zadon becomes shaykh. So what does it mean? So we'll still get a punishment? A shogeg gets a punishment because Havle Lameza, he has some responsibility. I don't think that's pshat. The Rashi says you have your name on you of being a balmum shenitzrapa. You don't have the gnai on you, but we know your history. Listen to this Ramban, and maybe this will throw some light in Tshuva Meira, possibly. The Ramban in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet Halacha Bey, says like this. The reason for the karbonis on a shayig is because every sin, yolidu gnai v'nefesh. It gives birth to a stain on your soul. You can't go to the Ribbono Shel Olam and receive him if you have a stain on your body. Not for this understanding, listen what he says. The tipshim of the world could go before Ribbono Shel Olam and say, listen, we didn't know anything better, we're tipshim, so you didn't do any mitzvahs, we are veiris, we're oisim. Doesn't work that way. It's a stain on your soul. And therefore, you need the carbon to purify the soul. Kimdumani, we can understand Rashi, avada a tshuva meyira is a tshuva that takes away oinish. There's no punishment anymore. Tshuva miyava is even more. Your mila becomes bigger than the mila of a person who never sinned. Nasik is chuyis. Tshuva miyira, there's no punishment anymore. But you know what happens? You still have a stain on your soul. No punishment. You did tshuva. The Ribbono Shel Olam says you repented. We're not going to punish you. What's so bad if I have a stain on my soul? It's not too good. You can't go really high in Gan Eden because you can't receive the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it comes to mind the Maseiach Yesharim who addresses people. And let me just quote you this lashon. It happens to be a interesting insight. Now, somebody may say, listen, I have a stain on my soul. I'm not going to get any punishment. So therefore, I won't go lefnai lefnim in Gan Eden. As long as I don't go get him, let me live this world and enjoy myself. Anything I do, I'll be careful. But I got to go lefnai lefnim. I don't mind being in the back row as long as it's not Gehenim. So the Messiah